Is it time to talk about samatha and vipassana? The development of samatha? Why not? Why not? Yeah, because people mistake whatever wrong practice and wrong understanding as samatha. They just take it when it's not vipassana, it's samatha, but that is not right at all. Is there anyone developing samatha bhavana today?
I think people may develop.
Why do you think like that? Wise people?
Maga.
You say wise people?
No, because it's in Visuddhimagga, that's why I'm
saying. In Visuddhimagga. Yes. So what does Visuddhimagga say?
Well, there are, it says about how to cultivate samatha.
Okay, how?
For example, reflection, recollection on death, marana sati.
How to think about it?
A special way of recollecting. It's the, they learn the wholesome way, even they recollect specifically because they learn that. They know what leads to what.
What's the benefit of thinking always many, many times about death?
Of death?
Mm-hmm. What's the benefit?
The reality.
See, that's the point. Not just thinking about it. So,
and what's the important thing to know about death?
For example, they recollect the jivita, this jivita, the faculty of life, I think, that is interrupted by karma. That's also some kind of understanding.
Can we not say that because there isn't going to be understanding of realities all the time in a day, but there may be conditions to reflect wisely on death, for example, at this moment, not as reality, but just there may be conditions to reflect how death can come any time. So it's a precious opportunity to study death, to study dhammas, and this may be a condition for more wise reflection in future. It's not samatha bhavana leading to jhana, but it is, can we not refer to it as a development of wise reflection with samatha, so at those times?
What's the best moment from considering about death? What is the most beneficial?
To the realities and wholesomeness.
Only then, or what? Thinking and thinking, anyone can think about death. And then what?
Just more thinking.
But I think
what's the benefit?
More sense of urgency.
Pardon?
More sense of urgency.
For what, again? Urgency. So?
Jhana.
No. Under the subject of jhana, so you think about death as object of jhana.
Yeah, the benefit is reminding one of the preciousness of understanding reality now, because each citta falls away and can be understood. So there's death at each moment, actually. This is the
benefit.
Is kusala moment. Whatever it is, depending on conditions.
Depending on the level.
Yes, anytime kusala arises, thinking about death, not so long time to delay or to have a kusala more and more.
Talking about samatha bhavana the other day, that it, the samatha is concentration with understanding at the level of calmness. When you mentioned that it is, because samatha is calmness. So we know at any moment of kusala there is samatha, it is calm. Whether it's understanding of reality or moment of dana, there is samatha already, it's calm. So when you mentioned that it is concentration with understanding at the level of calmness, would you explain what you mean?
There is concentration at this moment as well. But who knows, it's characteristic. Mm-hmm. But when it's there, one knows that without it, the object is not as calm or as clear to be known as calmness.
But when you said that samatha is concentration, would it not be more accurate
it's
to say...
the development of calmness.
It is the development of calmness.
Mm-hmm.
So can we say the development of calmness is concentration with understanding?
What about vitakka vichara, piti, sukha? Because there are five factors.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about death, we do not mean that we should develop samatha bhavana, marana sati. So what's the benefit of thinking or not forgetting about death?
Just to reflect with kusala according to the level of understanding at that moment.
I think that usually people think in terms of developing samatha bhavana only, but what about kusala moment? That is more important. Yeah.
Because at that moment of reflecting wisely about death, then no akusala at that moment. Because otherwise we may think about death with fear or akusala. So
if one keeps in one's mind about death, it can be any moment, then it's right understanding to be conditioned for kusala to arise. This is the point. So is it right to think about death, thinking about death, or moment of wholesomeness arises?
It's more important to appreciate the wholesomeness when it arises, because otherwise people will have the idea that they should think about death and it's bound to be attachment, just
yeah,
trying to think of death or thinking better to think of death a lot in the day,
yeah.
So they go in the van and think, now I'll think about death, but this is not understanding, this is not kusala or understanding death as an object of calmness, because it's self trying to have that object as
Yeah, and this is the beginning point of developing samatha bhavana or vipassana bhavana.
So
depending on one's understanding. Right now, see, or at the moment.
Because people think, oh, well, would we know when we're talking about satipatthana, about realities with understanding of not self, but they think, oh well, samatha bhavana, there's realities are not understood as not self, so they can be trying to have it, but this is not anything to do with samatha bhavana, because it's I and attachment, so it's not kusala reflection.
So there must be right understanding at moment of thinking about death too, otherwise what is the meaning of thinking about death? Just wanting to have samatha bhavana, something like that, and that's not the point.
Just trying to have kusala for oneself.
That's why no matter it's in Visuddhimagga or in Tipitaka, there should be the understanding of the point of understanding realities. Otherwise one say, oh, it's samatha, it's object of samatha or something like that. It's Visuddhimagga or what book, but actually it's not that. It's the understanding of what one heard about death. So, what did you learn from Visuddhimagga about samatha bhavana?
Actually, I have no opportunity to read the Visuddhimagga, but I just checked this Marana Sati. And the recollection of Buddha, I think. But the recollection of Buddha, hardcore, very hard. because, for example, when I hear Vodang Saranam Gochami Dhamman Saranam Sangam, it's very hard. I mean, I cannot even imagine what is the shelter.
So we can understand more about Bhutang Saranam Gachami. Yeah, so what is the meaning of Bhutang Saranam Gachami?
We place the Buddha qualities.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's wisdom. I don't know this object.
Bhutang Saranam Gachami.
Yeah, that means literally I go for a shelter to the blessed one.
Are you now?
No.
So, why recite or talk about it?
I don't do that because I know that object.
So you don't have Buddha as refuge?
Well, from time to time only, maybe.
Even from time to time, at moment of having Buddha as refuge, what do you mean?
Yeah. I mean that I'm not interested in the world, but to consider Dhamma at that moment.
Study
yes.
with understanding of each word.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's underestimating the teachings that it's very easy. Even one word like Dhamma, see, it takes time to understand thoroughly, clearly. And when it's understood clearly, it's different from just reading. Does anyone have fully and comprehension of the word Dhamma?
Only when there's direct understanding it as reality.
How much one understands, see, one can know by oneself. When it's fully understood, one can become an arahata to that degree. It means that Dhamma is not understood, what you call, perfectly, yeah, fully, yeah.
But it's beginning right now.
Right.
So it's beginning to take refuge in Dhamma now, when just considering and beginning to understand what Dhamma is.
Yeah, but for example, when you talk about the objects, this 40 kamata, that's for me, for example, I just leave a space that some people have accumulation for that kind, but for me, it doesn't work. The object, if, for example, I read of Marana Sati, I don't apply to that object, I don't see it, because it doesn't work on me. I checked it before it. Only sometimes, well, it's like a spontaneous reminder, maybe. But the objects are very hard for me. I don't have a accumulation to apply to the object of meditation or whatever, samatha.
So in reality, what is Marana Sati?
Well, it's the reminder of death.
It has to be sati, right?
Yeah, it must be.
Without sati, can it be marana sati?
No.
So, at that moment, sati arises, and what is the object?
Kusala. I mean, sati of kusala.
Understanding marana. How? What is the understanding of marana? Marana is what?
It's a death.
Okay. Then, thinking about it,
yeah,
in what way?
Of that.
It doesn't matter. What do you think about death?
It's not pleasant.
Pleasant?
No, not pleasant.
Not pleasant? What is death?
Not now.
So?
It's because in that object of six plane it's the breaking of the life faculty. It's terminated, the life faculty.
It is coming.
It's coming.
Rather than thinking so much about it, but it's coming sooner or later. So by understanding this, it's time to have kusala by conditions. Otherwise, there must be more moments for akusala. See? So one has to know the benefit of understanding it when it's moranasati. And there are conditions for different kinds of kusala, depending on condition, like now, see? We cannot force or tell this person to have such and such kusala. It depends on that person's accumulation. But when there is the understanding of death is coming anytime, so what? Wholesome or unwholesome? Deeds should be done. Instead of thinking that, oh, now it's time to think about death, and how can I think about it? So it's me who is thinking about death. At that moment, citta is kusala or akusala, see? And what about other object of samatha? Anapanasati. Anapanasati, okay.
I don't confess because I don't do that.
So as much as one can understand, samatha bhavana is what?
Yeah, that's depending on the accumulation of the person.
It's moment of kusala, which is not dana, not sila, and not satipatthana. But when there is the understanding of satipatthana, there are conditions for satipatthana to arise, because at that moment it's calm too. No need to practice samatha in order to condition satipatthana. No need at all, because at that moment there are both samatha and vipassana. So all the teachings must be understood. Otherwise one has different ideas by one's own thinking, even about samatha or object of samatha, or how to develop samatha. Thinking is always about how, but actually it's not how, but it's the understanding.
So when you say, for example, with regard to maranasati, you said, well, I don't do that, or with the anapanasati, I don't do that, or I don't practice that. Any of these objects or samatha, it's not a matter of doing anything or practicing or going there or not going there, because it depends on conditions, what way of thinking or what way of understanding there is now, whether it's reflecting wisely or unwisely. So it's never a matter of I going and practicing it, because that will never lead to any kind of kusala of any kind.
That people forget about death. That's why they have akusala and ignorance more in a day. Because forgetting
there
about. Can this lead to samatha bhavana?
What?
What we are talking about?
Akusala. What are people doing? First must be object, as I know that it must be object of samatha also.
Do you think that the object of samathas can lead to samatha kusala moment?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Well, it depending on the accumulation.
Really? Accumulation of wrong understanding, taking it for samatha when it's not?
I think there are, like, whenever there are conditions to take it right, it's right. Whenever they are.
Okay, let's talk about the object of samatha, one by one.
I don't
Whether
know.
Whether you think that it can lead to samatha.
Oh, no, it's stupid. I don't know.
about metta.
Metta. Oh yeah. That's the point. That's why I don't get the objects, you know, because you have got the faith to tell us, to elders, even Visuddhimagga, something I totally don't understand, but they said, sit and extend metta to everyone. Yeah, they said like this. And that's the point, I don't understand how I can sit and have a metta.
Because you don't know what metta is.
Right?
Well, that's the point.
But I'm not saying the others cannot do that. That's the point, because I think...
Don't forget about doing anything.
I don't say, not do. They can have wholesomeness while the object is explained to them, when they apply to the object. So I believe in that because it's in the text. It's by the elders, so I strongly believe it may happen.
The elders understood, but what about people today? Do they understand?
I don't know. It seems like people do it maybe wrongly, but...
Maybe?
Yeah, but I mean, it's in the...
So what's right?
I believe that there is a very powerful inducement in Dhamma, a very powerful strength in Dhamma. So if that was explained, I accept. But for example, for me, it doesn't appear as samatha. I don't know what is this. But I believe that some people can develop that if there are the proper conditions for this kind of development.
And how can one tell whether this is the right one and the wrong one?
By panya of samatha.
That's it. What is that?
It's the this kind of panya knows how to develop.
How?
In the quotation, yeah.
You mean know or understand?
Could understand.
Okay. Let's just have samatha understanding.
Understanding how the object conditions calm at that moment.
Yes.
For example.
For samatha panya, not for anyone. We come to that point. That the samatha panya knows that.
Why do you call samatha panya?
Because it's not vipassana panya.
And it understands what?
Samatha panya.
Uh-huh. It understands what?
I don't know, but I think it can understand. How to cultivate kusala moments.
Right now, can panya know?
No.
So, the person who can develop samatha, know, right?
For sure, it's learned a bit. If he cultivated it before, he knows about that. Maybe not so clearly when he don't get it, but he...
He knows what at this moment in order to develop
the object to the samatha and the way.
What object? Now.
Now?
Yes.
I mean 40 objects of meditation.
40 objects? Okay. 40,
yeah.
Let's talk about one at a time.
But for the person who could do that.
But you read Visuddhimagga with understanding about the difference between samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana. So there must be the difference between the two, and you talk about the 40 objects of samatha bhavana. So let's study.
Yeah. First, I think about the samatha development. That it's not like someone's doing something. I think the monks or whoever cultivates must hear the object first.
They, or what about your own understanding?
No, for me it's no.
If you don't know, can you know whether they are developing samatha? If you don't understand what samatha is,
in general,
if one does not understand what samatha is, how can one know whether the other is now developing samatha or not?
I'm talking about the moments of kusala in life, not about the cultivation like it's in Visuddhimagga.
But you read Visuddhimagga on the samatha objects?
Maranasati and not all. That's not much. Just Maranasati I read for sure. How he cultivates this element of the karma that breaks life and how to recollect properly. So there are more conditions for kusala to appear.
What about other objects that you think the people are developing samatha?
I know there is tenkasina.
Okay, what is that?
I don't know, this are disc like.
No. Only that is object of samatha? It's so easy. So easy. Can it be?
Peter, the friend from Poland, told me that they put in this.
And you believe that is samatha object?
I don't know this.
So you see that
if one does not
understand samatha bhavana, then one might think that the others are now developing samatha without your own understanding whether it's
or
not.
That's the difference for sure.
Yeah. That's why Buddha taught all about even samatha bhavana and vipassana bhavana. So people can know the difference and know whether that is samatha bhavana or not at all. By reading, it's not samatha bhavana. Only by understanding what, why. If someone say that they develop samatha bhavana by having breath or this, like you say, as object, what do you think? Believe it or not?
If I must choose.
Otherwise, you do not have Buddha as refuge. You don't have Dhamma as your refuge.
Yes, that's true. That's true, but what I'm saying, that I still think this is possible in Dhamma.
Your own thought?
Yes, but
so you don't have Buddha as refuge.
But what about the other people?
Don't talk about them. What's the use of thinking about the others? You know their cittas? You know their thoughts? Or what?
No, I'm talking about Dhamma, what happens and what may happen.
And?
What is possible to happen.
Who's your refuge?
Buddha, Dhamma.
Okay, Buddha. So listen to him and his teaching only. Otherwise you don't have Buddha as your refuge at all. When Buddha is your refuge, it means that no other people or person in the whole world, whole
even
universe.
The elders,
yeah?
Even the elders, the teras.
Elders, Buddha,
no,
or him,
not the same,
see?
Still it's better than some kind of modern monk who prays in the...
Only Buddha,
yeah?
Okay.
Yeah, that's true.
So in a day one can see whether one has Buddha as refuge or others. At this moment, is Buddha your refuge? So don't talk because it's your own thinking.
Yeah, it's like this. It's exactly like this.
So we don't have to talk about realities.
Yeah, but that's why I said I can chill out and talk. No, I mean that I believe that it may happen. Like
Buddha is your refuge?
No.
No?
Not now.
Yes.
Not now. It's really hard to say the Buddha is
who,
refuge.
Who told you about Dhamma?
You.
What are you saying, not, though, is when there's no understanding of Dharma, like, if there's just ignorance now, it's like there's no refuge taken in the Buddha,
mean,
is what he means.
That's what I mean.
So we can say that at moments when there's understanding or wise considering of the Dharma, there is taking refuge in the Buddha, but when there's just ignorance and wrong view at those moments, no refuge.
It's about now.
Now?
Yeah.
Yes, and I answer, yes. I don't know, no refuge to the Buddha.
You're saying
no.
At the moment there's
it means
doubt
ignorance,
and ignorance,
yeah.
So at
no.
That moment of ignorance, no refuge.
So who can help?
Yes, so the Ajahn
is his own understanding.
The same,
no,
so.
Not me.
Yeah.
His own understanding of what he's heard from the Buddha.